Hey, throughout this semester, we have faculty and staff members who come and share. Last week, we had Yoli Vega. Today, we have Tony Gordon. How many know Tony Gordon? Come on. Tony. Tony is the resident director at Collin Hall.
Give it up for Collin!
The Collinites, all right, are here. We are grateful. Tony, this is your second year at Hope College. Mm-hmm. But you graduated from Hope College. You and I go a long ways, but we're not going to get into it. Nope. So I'm going to let Tony get into it. Pray with me. Oh, Lord, we do need a little more Jesus every moment of the day. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness, that you never give up on us, God, that you always keep pursuing us and never give up. Thank you for your faithfulness. Now, through your good sister, Tony, speak to us. We are listening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you give Tony a nice Hope College welcome?
Trig told me this is like a big old living room, so I'm going to treat this like my living room and speak to you as such. First of all, thank you so much. You guys are such a blessing. Give it up for the gospel choir. Now let's also give it up for this stool. I came dressed for chapel with these wonderful heels on. And if anybody knows me, they know I love shoes. And I said, it is chapel at the Hope College. I need to come dressed, ready and prepared to go. And then I said, these boots were made for walking all over the stage. And then they're not. So we will sit in the living room together. I didn't know what to say, what to do, what to preach, what to teach about. Paul came to me some time ago and he said, I want you to talk about your faith journey, your faith story. And I said, there's so much that God has done for me. I don't know if I can certainly tell it all in 9 minutes, but I'm going to try. God has been faithful to me. He has. For I know the plans that I have for you, thus declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope. Hope College, in the future. I have come up in a very faithful home. My parents are very faithful in their prayers and in their spiritual walks. And so they emulated that for me, what prayer should look like and what faith should look like. And I was very blessed for that. And so coming in with this story, it starts with that, just coming up in a very faithful home, even with our trials and tribulations in and of itself. I knew what that would look like growing up, because my mom would say, look, this is nothing for God. God's got this. And so senior year of high school comes, and I'm prepared to be decked out in the maize and the blue. I was going to go to Michigan. That's right. I did. I had it all planned out. And the plan was such that I didn't even think about other colleges. I was just like, meh, whatever. I'll apply just for fun. And then Vanessa Green comes to me and she says, you should think about Hope College. What? What is that? Where is that exactly? She's like, it's in Holland, Michigan. I work there, I do some work. And my family and Vanessa's family goes back. And so, of course, I'm just like, in honor of her, I'll do this whole visit thing. I'll visit Hope College. And this is where God speaks to me. And he's showing his faithfulness once again. And he says, this is the place for you. And I said, who? What again? Come at me again, one more time with that Jesus. I don't know what you're talking about. And so I applied and got in, but then the numbers seemed a little heavy for Hope College. And my parents and I, we go back to the Lord and we say, are you sure? And God said, you got this. Trust me in this. Trust that I got your back. And I said, all right, I don't know how God speaks to you, but God speaks to me in my colloquialism. So when I'm on my knees, this is what Jesus says to me. I got you, sister. I got you, girl. And so I say, okay. And he said, this is where you will flourish. And that I did. I came to Hope, and I did. I joined the gospel choir. I was a member and still am a member of the Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. I joined BSU, Black Student Union. Whoop, whoop. I did a lot of things on this campus. I was recognized for many things. I went to the Philly semester. I couldn't sit still. I didn't know how to sit still because I was just going, and I just loved Hope that much. And so it gets to a point where I'm just like, ah, man, it's overwhelming. I love this. I could do this. But then I'm a student first, so I know about the academic rigor. I took Sonya Trent Brown's developmental psych class. I know how hard it is. Oh, is she on the stage? Oh, she is. But I know how tough Hope can be. And so God was pushing me and developing me in that. And then comes senior year, and I get all these accolades, and I say, God, this is surreal. I was voted homecoming queen and all this other stuff. And then all of a sudden, a bomb drops. They say, you have yet to pay a certain number for Hope College. And that number isn't a small number. I know Hope College is tough. And so I go back to the Lord and I'm like, Jesus, they're gonna kick me out. I can't. I don't know what that looks like. I'm here. You said this is the place I am going to thrive. And I don't know if you guys have ever played hide and go seek in the dark, but that's tough. You're calling out and you're like, and you're looking and you're asking and you're in this dark place and you're just trying to find the answer. And it does not appear. So I'm praying, and I am praying, and I am on my knees, and I say, God, please show me. I was almost to the point, and this is God's faithfulness. This is where he shows up. The day I am supposed to be removed from this campus, God says, not today. A check from a donor arrives. And I am here, and I graduate. I was able to go and get my master's degree. Hope prepared me well. I took Sonya Trent Brown's class. I was able to go and do amazing things, and now I'm here to tell you how faithful God is, that he is so faithful and just, but faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. And that's all it takes. Don't be discouraged wherever you are in your faith journey. God's got your back. He's got you. And that's what I wanted to share with you. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord over all the universe, great is thy faithfulness. I thank you so much for being here in this place with us today, reverencing in this place, covering us with your grace and your mercy and your love. Lord, we thank you. And Father, wherever we are and wherever we stand in our faith journey, I pray that you show yourself faithful to us. Bring us through our dark days and bring us through those tough spots, Lord. Be with us throughout this day and throughout the rest of this week. Bless our activities. May they be glorifying to your name. In Jesus' name, amen.